צוהרי רבי בנימין אנשוי.
There's many things which we need a minyan for. Yeah, everybody knows you need a minyan for Kaddish, you need a minyan for Borchu, you need a minyan for Chazoras Hashatz, you need a minyan for Duchening. Even so, it's part of Chazorat Hashatz. It's listed on its own. And you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. And you also need a minyan for Chuppah. By Chuppah or by any Sheva Brochas, you need a 10 people to be able to say Sheva Brochas. And the Gemara says that the Yafusa of this halacha is an oirim dover shebekdusha pochos me'asora. You don't say a dover shebekdusha less than 10 people. And I learned it out of a pasuk because it's a gzeir shova. And it says v'nekdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. As to be mekadish the rabbeinu shleilam, it has to be besoich b'nei Yisrael. So how much is what is called b'nei Yisrael? So I learned out of gzeir shova. That says by Koirach. And we've got another Gzeir Shova of Eido to the Meraglim. The Meraglim were 10 because we take off Yeshua and Kolev. So Mamela, that we know for any V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael, you need to have 10 people there. And if you don't have 10 people there, you can't be Mekadish. You can't be Mekadish as a Sheikh. There's other halachas in the Mishnah, which lemoshal is a nesias kapayim. Nesias kapayim, why is that called a minigdashti? Bishleima, borchu, kaddish, kedusha, that's a minigdashti. So that's a machlokes rishonim. Some say that nesias kapayim, duchening, is also a dover shebekdusha. The Ran says, no, that duchening is not a dover shebekdusha. But we learn it out of, now we know what's called B'nai Yisrael, that B'nai Yisrael is 10. So we may learn Kois Vorch is B'nai Yisrael, as Yishmi Mavorach, the Koinen Shmi Mavorach B'nai Yisrael. How much is B'nai Yisrael? B'nai Yisrael is 10. So now we know Duchening is also 10. Kriyas HaTorah, how do I know Kriyas HaTorah is Ba'asorah? Maybe if I haven't got a minyan, I can also lain. Maybe I won't say Borchu, but I'll say the other brachas, Asher Bochabonu, how do I know? So the Ran says, Enoch Nama, Kriyas HaTorah is not Dovah Shebekdusha, but anything he uses, Dovah Choshuv, is Chazal, we're only Mesaken, Kriyas HaTorah, B'tzibah. It's not Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, a Kriyas HaTorah needs a minion, and if you don't have a minion, you won't be used to Kriyas HaTorah. So I mean, it's like Koira B'Toira, or it's not Kriyas HaTorah. Right. Oh, so this is our halacha of that you need a minion for all these cases. You need 10 people. Tosfos and the Rif bring down that im hischil ba'asora, if he started with 10 people, then goimrim, then you can finish off. So lemoshel, very very negeya, if he started chazoras hashatz with 10 people, in the middle of chazoras hashatz, one of the people leave, or for whatever reason he has to go out, so you can carry on chazoras hashatz. Even so, you haven't got 10 people, carry on. we won't be able to duchen. Yeah, duchening we won't be able to do. That means if you started Chazorat Shatz with 10 people, you say you started the brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, the Keinu V'Lekei Aviseinu, you started with 10 people, and then somebody leaves, you can say Kedusha, but duchening you won't be able to say, because duchening is a separate thing, and that's what Ran says, it's listed separately to tell me that if you've started, even so you started Chazorat Shatz, you can finish off Chazorat Shatz, but you can't duchen. Now the halacha is that you can be goymer the inyan that you started. That if you've started Chazorat Shatz, then you can finish off not only Chazorat Shatz, you can be the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, or it's after Tachnun, and even the Kaddish after Asher Yevo Letzion, you can also finish off, because Yoisi say Tiskabel Seloison in that Kaddish, so Mele, that Kaddish is Shayach to Shmoneh Esrei, and Mele, if you started Shmoneh Esrei, Chazorat Shatz with 10 people, you can finish off till after Asher Yevo Letzion and say the Kaddish, but the Kaddish after Aleinu, you can't say. By Mariv, if you started, there's no Chazorat Shatz, if you started Shmoneh Esrei with 10 people, then you can say the Kaddish after Mariv, the Kaddish Tiskabel Seloison after Mariv, even so you haven't got 10 people, and Motzei Shabbos, you can say the both Kaddishim. You can say the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, before the Yinoyam, you can say that Kaddish, even that's a Chatzi Kaddish. And then you can say the Kaddish after the Atta Kaddish, you can say Motzei Shabbos, because it's a Tiskabel Seloison, so Mamela, you can say that Kaddish as well. You can finish off that Kaddish. But if it's Shachris, and you started Shtile Shmoneh Esrei, or Mincha, you started Shtile Shmoneh Esrei with 10 people, you can't start Chazorat Shatz. Because Chazorat Shatz is counted as a new Inyan, and Mamela, once it's a new Inyan, you can't be Goyim. The halacha is, the Inyan that you started, you can finish off. A new Inyan you cannot start. So Mamela, Shtile Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris, and Mincha, if you've done Shtile Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot now start Chazorat Shatz. But if you've started Chazorat Shatz or B'Mariv, then you can finish off till after the Kaddish, the Tiskabel Seloison.
Can you say
Tiskabel
without the
Chazorat Shatz? Where, if? In Shachris or Mincha?
Yeah.
No, you can't. No, because then the Kaddish is not the Tiskabel, the Shachris of Mincha, the Tiskabel Seloison is only going on the Chazorat Shatz and not going on. Yeah, only Mariv works Shtile Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, because there the Kaddish is going on that tefillah. Oh. So now there's a Shaila. The Shaila Azoy. If you've called somebody in, yeah, you've got 9 people. Yeah, they've called somebody in. Please, can you be Mistar of Laminion? This, yeah, a tainter. Yeah, Maruf Derayin, a tainter. And this tainter, he's nechtas the darkoi. He has to get move on. I mean, he's in a rush. He's got something very important to do, and he knows that he cannot stay till from the beginning of Chazorat Shatz to after Tiskabel Seloison of Asher Yevo Letzion. He knows, now let's say it's Monday or Thursday, yeah? Monday or Thursday. So you call him in at the beginning of Chazorat Shatz. So now you've got V'hurachum, you've got Kriyas HaTorah, and then Asher Yevo Letzion. Now the Ramo brings down that it's a Yishalmi, that you're not allowed to leave. V'avoiz ve'Hashem yichlu. Now this is a Moridika Klola, which states in Yishalmi, v'avoiz ve'Hashem, somebody who makes the Rabbein Shleilam leave us, because when there's 10 people, there's a Kol Be'asorah Shechinta Sharia, and when the 10th person leaves, the Shechina also leaves. So v'oiz ve'Hashem is yichlu. As I state in Ramah, the Ramah brings down the Yishalmi. So Mamela, to leave is not. I won't advise it. Yeah, I mean.
To stop.
Better not to join.
Oh, so that's a shaila. The Poskim speak about, Rav Ozner Shevet Halevi speaks about, if somebody knows he has to leave, what should he do? Should he not join Lechatchila, or join and they should finish? There's two parts to the shaila. If it's Monday and Thursday, he'll have to stay from the beginning of Chazorat Hashatz till after the Kaddish of Asher Volatim. Yeah. Now the interesting thing is that if it'll be Monday and Thursday and he leaves at the in the middle of Chazorat Hashatz, let's say, so they'll be able to say Kaddish after Asher Volatim, but Kriyas HaTorah they won't be able to say. Because Kriyas HaTorah is called the Inyan B'fnei Atzmo. So we've got two cases where you can continue the Inyan you started, but even in the middle of this Inyan, you can't put something else in. That means if you start the Chazorat Hashatz, you can finish off Chazorat Hashatz, but you can't duchen. If you start the Chazorat Hashatz, you can carry on Chazorat Hashatz, and you can say the Kaddish after Asher Volatim, Monday and Thursday, but you cannot do Kriyas HaTorah now. You can't lay. Maybe that'll be an option to do a hoicha kedusha and el chaperayin a kriyas torah. Oh, so that's a shaila. Oh. So now the shaila is, if I know for certain that this person, let's say will taka be mad to him for if it's mamish at tzorech godel, I think Rav Ozner says if it's mamish at tzorech godel ad moed, he's allowed to leave. So he knows he's going to, and we know lechatchila as the minyan starts that he is going to leave. Am I allowed to start? If this halacha, if in hiskol goyma, is it a lechatchila dik halacha or is it a bedieved dik halacha? What can we be soimach lechatchila once I started to finish? Oh, so now we have to know what is the reason that im hischel goyma, that if you start, that you can finish? Mehecha teisa, should you be able to finish? If there's a locha, that a dover shebekdusha needs 10 people, we learn it out of a gzeir shova, instead of a smachta, but there is a locha that you need 10 people, what is a heter to finish? So now you haven't got 10 people, stop. Yeah, like if you started without a minion, and he didn't realize, and now you've started already, so you have to stop. So what is the heter? So there is a Noid Behuda in Evan Ezer. He speaks about a Masadeh Kedushin, which was Masadeh Kedushin of a chuppah without a minyan. Someday a Rav was Masadeh Kedushin, and there wasn't a minyan by the chuppah, and he still said Sheva Brochas. So the shaila is the chuppah now a chuppah? That's a shaila, is it kalab lebrocha, asur lebaila, or not? So the Noidib Yuda says, the first thing is that this Rav is not allowed to be Masadik Dushan again. if he doesn't know this Poshet HaLocha, of stating Gemara, that you need 10 people for Sheva Brochas, and need 10 people for a chuppah, he's any day b'tiv gittin the kedushin. He's not a rov for Masadik Kedushin. Secondly, so now negeya for our shaila. So Nedib Yudha says, how can it be that in his chil, that if he started with 10 people, you can finish off? Why should he be able to finish off? If there's a halacha that you need 10 people for a minyan, to be able to say, let's say Chazorat Hashatz, if I need 10 people, how can you finish off? So Noyd Buda says, is Elamai is a raya that b'dieved you are yotze even without 10 people. That the Chatchila Chazal said that you need 10 people, but b'dieved you yotze without 10 people. So the Chatchila, I can't go along and start and say a dovish b'kedusha without 10 people. But b'di'eved, if I did do it, I am going to be yetzer. So Ramela, Noid Behuda says, even so this Rav was wrong for making a chuppah without 10 people, or b'di'eved, the brachos were brachos. So Mamela, they're okay. Yeah, he'll be dismissed also for Siddur Kedushin. But yeah. No, you didn't ask him. But just saying, is the chosn and kala muta? Are they muta? Because kala b'le brocha, the asura lebayla. So he said it's called they've got brochas. Horaya, as if you can finish off, is a raya that b'dieved it is a brocha. So that's Noibuda. So in Noibuda we see that this halacha of an hischel goyma is a bedieved dik halacha. And bedieved, if it happened in your matzav of bedieved, you can do it. But the chatchila, you cannot put yourself into such a matzav. And if you know the chatchila that's going to happen, then according to Noibuda, you cannot start. Because you can't put yourself into b'dieved. B'dieved means if it's happened, but not you can't start and know for sure that's going to happen. That'll be a b'dieved, and the content of beauty we won't be able to start. But Rav Ozner in Shevet Halevi, he argues, he tainas that this halacha as im hischil goyma is not because b'dieved you are yotzer without ten, because there is halachas l'moshel, there is halacha that kedushas yotzer, all brachas of birchas krishma, if a yochid who can't say birchas krishma, like our moliger titan used to be our maratzim who weren't able to say birchas krishma. So they listened to the chazan, and the chazan was moitzi them bechas krishma. And it states in Shulchan Aruch that to be moitzi bechas krishma is not like a normal brocha. If I want to be moitzi you chayta boyer priya gofen, I can moitzi your boyer priya gofen. But bechas krishma, the halacha has to be 10 people, and then the shliach tzibba, the one who's saying it is the shliach tzibba, and the shliach tzibba can be moitzi. It's a special halacha for bechas krishma that you need 10 people. So to be moitzi, you need 10 people. So there, it's not the normal halacha of v'nikdashti b'soich bnei Yisrael. It's halacha that you need 10 people to be able to be moitzi. So there, it's not going to work, even b'dieved, if you need 10 people to be moitzi. So the Noid Behuda's svara that it works b'dieved won't work over there. Oh, so the Rav Ozner, he's got a very nice idea, a nice svara. So Rav Ozner says, why can't you say a dovah shebe kedusha when you haven't got 10 people? Because for ashrus hashchina, you need 10 people. And if I haven't got 10 people, I've got no ashrus hashchina, so I can't be menikdashti, because I'm not here. The shchina's not here if I haven't got 10 people. So Rav Ozner says, if I started off with 10 people, so the Shechina stays all the way till the end. And the Mela, I'll always have a Nikdashi B'seich B'nei Yisrael, because the Shechina is here. The whole problem is only because I haven't got a Shechina. But once I've got the Shechina, and the Shechina was here at the beginning, I can stay, the Shechina will stay till the very end.
If a person knows he has to leave, according to the boss, he's not caused such a big problem. So why is he sort of seriously criticised for causing the Shkina to leave?
Oh, very good. Rav Ozner himself asked this question on himself. So Rav Ozner says, the problem is not because he's causing the Shkina to leave. The problem is because you're leaving the Shkina. That's for Oiz Ve Hashem. You're leaving the Hashem. So Rav Ozner Tainas as the Shechina, as long as the Shechina stays, I can. Very good. So on Rav Ozner, there's a few kashas on Rav Ozner. One kasha is, Shiva Vigda is Mo'ira, that if I've started Chazorat HaShatz, I can finish off Chazorat HaShatz, so let's revolt in Svara, the Shechina is still here. So if the Shechina is still here, why can't I duchen now? The Shechina is here for duchening. Sorry? If you say that the reason that you need 10 people for duchening is because the Dovah Shebekdusha, and the Dovah Shebekdusha is that to have, I need the Shekhinah, so here I've got the Shekhinah. What's the problem? If I say, according to the Ram, that the new Alocha, that Bnei Yisroel, have to be Mubarak Bnei Yisroel, and Bnei Yisroel is Asara, then it wasn't okay. But if you're going to learn called it the Dovah Shebekdusha, the Yad HaRishonim, so why can't I finish off? Why can't I duchen? I've got 10 people. The other ha'ora on Rav Elzner is, sorry. Yeah, but if the whole problem of Dovah Shebekdusha is because I haven't got Ashrot HaShchina, here I've got Ashrot HaShchina because of the Chazorot HaShatz. Yeah, the same kasha will be by Kriyas HaTorah. Why, if I've started Chazorat HaShatz with 10 people, so the Shechina is going to stay till after Asher Bo Letzion, till after the Kaddish of Asher Bo Letzion, so why can't I say Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah will also be a Dovah Shebekdusha, and the Shechina is here. Why can't I make Kriyas HaTorah? So Bishloima, if you say that Kriyas HaTorah is nothing to do with Dovah Shebekdusha, it's a separate reason, like the Ram says, as Kriyas HaTorah, the Welim Misakim B'Sibah. So then Chanama, it's not a kasha. In the Mishnah Brura, when he lists out the Dovah Shebekdusha in Siman Nun Hei, Sifkot and Beis, is be'ina nasora l'shchol dovah shebekdusha, what? Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, Nesiyas Kapayim. He lists all these as dovah shebekdusha. So according to the Mishnah Brura, then you'll have to say, then why can't you say Kriyas HaTorah? The Shechina is here. There's another kasha. As Mishnah Brura has got a shaila. He's got a shaila. If he had 10 people, one of the 10 people left. So now you're left with 9. As long as you're left with 6, you can carry on. Can now number 9 leave? What's his shaila? Because what's the whole problem? You're causing the Shechina to leave. The Be'alocha says the Shechina's left already. When number 10 left, the Shechina went with him. So now number 9 is not doing anything, and he's not disturbing the davening, because they can carry on davening as well. So once number 10 leaves, so number 9 can also leave. So you see, Klor in the Be'alocha, the Be'alocha understands as when number 10 leaves, the Shechina leaves with him. Because if the Shechina didn't leave with him, then he'll have the same problem. The number 9 has got the same problem as number 10. Another raya is that Sheva Brochas and Baya Chupa, they need 10. Pashtus, that's not out Dovah Shebekdusha. That's like Birchas Aveilim, which is Ba'asora, is the Womasakonate Ba'asora. And the Pischa Tshuva brings down in Eben Ezra, Simon Samach Beis, brings down a Sefer Zechori Lavrom. And Sefer Zechori Lavrom says that in Hischel Ba'asora, that means if he started the Sheva Brochas with 10 people, and by the time they finished the Ashabora, he sang through his Ashabora, and there was no 10 people left. Yeah, he was left. There's only six people to listen to the Ashbara. Can he finish off? So the Zechariah Avraham says, yeah, Hizkel Basora is Gomrim. Pashas, that's nothing to do with Ashrat Hashchina. That's a takana of Sheva Brochas is Basor. Also, there's another raya that if he started Sheva Brochas with a Ponim Chadoshes, and by the time the Sheva Brochas finished, the Ponim Chadoshes weren't there anymore. Yeah, you called in your neighbor, and I've got Sheva Brochas and need Ponim Chadoshes, and he had to leave. Yeah, so can you finish off the Sheva Brochas? So the Pisca Tshuva brings down as Choyl Avram, as in Hischil, Goyma. If he started Beheta, you can finish. Now, this Sheva Brochas, finishing off Sheva Brochas with Alta Ponim Chadoshes, is number one, without the Ponim Chadoshes, you cannot say Sheva Brochas. So the Choyl is not like the Neud Buda either. And it's got nothing to do, Ponim Chadoshes have got nothing to do with Ashrat Hashchina. Ashrat Hashchina can be with 10, with 100. You can have 1,000 people by Sheva Brochas, but if you don't have a Ponim Chadoshes, you cannot say Sheva Brochas. And the Ponim Chadoshes has got nothing to do with Ashrat Hashchina. So here we see that even without the Svara of Ashrat Hashchina, you can be Hischel Goyma. Now the Nocharaya is another case that if you started Bichus Krishma Basara, you can now the Shliach Tziba can be Moitzi the Yochid on Bichus Krishma. Now, even so, to be Moitzi a Yochid, but Bichus Krishma, you need a Shliach Tziba. And this has got nothing to do with Kol Basara Shkinta Sharia. It's a halacha that you need 10 people. To a shliach tzibah to be moitzi beiches krishma, a yochid can't be moitzi beiches krishma, and the mishabur brings down a matter Yosef and a prima godim that in hiskel beiches krishma, but asora you can now even so you haven't got 10, you can still the shliach tzibah can still be moitzi the yochid. So all these cases, you see that even so you haven't got a shchina. And you haven't got, but the evidence won't work. Even so, you can still say im hischel goyma. So the hesba is that that this brocha has to get a shem of a brocha of asora. Once this brocha is called, or this inyan is called something of asora, you can finish it off. So once the Chazorah Sashat, once the Sheva Brochas, the Sheva Brochas got Hashem that it's got upon them Chadoshes here. Once the Chazorah Sashat got what was calling it, that's a Chazorah Sashat of 10 people, the Kaddish was 10 people, anything, once it gets Hashem of Asorah, then you can finish. So if you're going to say this Svara, then L'Choyra, even if you'll know lechatchila that he's going to leave, you'll be able to finish. Yeah, and Pshem Zalman, the bring down from Pshem Zalman, Oyebach, as Pshem Zalman says, even so you know that he's going to leave, then lechatchila, you can even start lechatchila. And Rav Ozna is also noita azoy that even if you know lechatchila that he's going to leave, you can start and be soimach on the hischil goyma. Amen. Amen.